After nearly 2 weeks of intense U.S. bombardment, giant craters now dot the landscape in Afghanistan. But for most people there, the greatest danger isn't airstrikes, but landmines. Millions of them are scattered throughout the country. Ivan Watson reports from a frontline hospital in northern Afghanistan.
Every day at 8 o'clock, Dr. Mohammed Oti begins his morning rounds at the hospital in Farhar. The hospital is just 3 miles from the frontline trenches of Afghanistan's civil war. The windows at the entrance of the one-story building have long since been shattered. Dr. Otif's first patient of the day is a 26-year-old soldier from the Northern Alliance.
Frontline. Mine explosion. Leak. Traumatic amputation due to mine explosion.
Abdulahad can barely prop himself up in bed while the doctor looks him over. His skin is pale, almost yellow from loss of blood. He arrived several days ago after he stepped on a landmine during an attack on a Taliban position. It took 3 days on the back of a donkey to get to this hospital. Now, several inches below his right knee, his leg ends in a stump that's wrapped with a bloody bandage. When the Taliban invaded my village, my people asked me to fight, says Abdulahad. I lost my foot for this cause, and when I get better, I'll go back and fight again. Across the room from Abdulahad, Dr. Otif checks another patient's blood pressure with a battery-powered instrument. The patient is another landmine victim, but this time it's a civilian. Boss Mohammed's left foot was blown off as he and his donkey were crossing from Taliban-controlled territory into northern Afghanistan. I'm not a soldier, says 45-year-old Boss Mohammed. I was coming from the neighboring town to sell some goods in Farhar. I'm angry that this happened to me. Dr. Otif steps into the next room to see a 20-year-old farmer named Mustahim.
Hand injury due to bomb explosion, hand bomb.
Mustahim has suffered massive damage to his right hand. Bandages cover a hole in his stomach and there are cuts on his face. He nearly lost his life when he made the mistake of picking up an unexploded bomb that he'd found lying on the road. This hospital is just walking distance from the front line. But Dr. Otif says he gets more civilian victims of landmines and other undetonated ordnance than he does combat casualties. The number of landmines in this country outnumbers the entire population of Afghanistan, he says. Many of the mines were dropped all over the countryside by the Russians, and now there are many more mines along the front line. Both the Taliban and the Northern Alliance use landmines to fortify their positions. These are just the newest additions to the thousands of mines left scattered around Afghanistan after the Soviet-Afghan War. Now, to simply walk across Afghanistan is to risk one's life and limbs. All too often, the victims are civilians, especially children. Anifa is the mother of 5 children, all under the age of 10. She says she's taught her kids not to touch any metal they may find lying in the dirt. Dr. Otif is the first to admit he's ill-equipped to help victims of landmines or any other medical emergency. His hospital has no electricity or running water and very little medicine. When he operates at night, Dr. Otif performs surgery by the light of a gas lamp. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Farhar, Afghanistan.
And here's an update on the anthrax investigation here in the United States. 2 more people have tested positive for anthrax infection, bringing the total number to 8. A second New Jersey postal worker has been treated and is expected to recover. He sorts and loads mail at a regional mail center that handled the anthrax-tainted letters sent to NBC anchor Tom Brokaw and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle in Washington. And an employee of the New York Post is now the 4th New Yorker to contract anthrax. Meanwhile, in Washington, the number of Capitol Hill workers testing positive for exposure to the spores went down today as 3 initial positives were found to be negative on further testing.